Hello.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is my name's Tom Watkins.
Yeah.
I'd like to preface this. I'm the nephew of Wes Watkins, who's
okay.
on the vice chair of the Ways and Means Committee up in Washington right now. He's a Republican there.
Excellent.
He started as a Democrat. And the first point I'd like to make is, you know, when you watch a football game, you see a defense and an offense tearing each other's heads off.
Are you by any chance watching F Troop?
No.
Okay, never mind.
You see a defense and an offense tearing each other's heads off, and the one thing that each side realizes is that without the other, there is no game. And, you know, I compare that to the Democrats and the Republicans because the...
Did you ever talk to your uncle about this stuff?
All the time.
What is very
interesting family conversations.
If you ask him what's the difference between these two parties, what is he going to tell you it is?
What is he going to tell me?
Yeah, what does he think is this big difference?
He can't tell me what it is.
I mean, that's pretty pathetic, right?
Well, and that's where my analogy of the football game comes in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the difference between the two sides. And they seem to be fighting against each other, but the real victims are the people that are unsuspecting and you know, uninformed. Other point I'd like to make is in Texas, they came up with the lottery. They said more money will go to the schools if you vote this in. What they didn't tell the public was it's going to go into the general fund.
Of course. It's an obvious choice, though. If you believe that you're not already taxed enough, then vote for a tax increase. You know, forget this targeted stuff. That's just a shell game to con you.
Absolutely.
If you think that overall taxes are too high, why would you ever vote for a tax increase?
You wouldn't. And that's what we saw tonight with
exactly.
Proposition B.
American people finally figured it out.
They figured it out. And the other, you know, the Prop B proponents are sitting there scratching their heads going, well, we gave all this money. Why didn't we win? And
because you were wrong, dimwits. You know?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, anyways, I just wanted to point that out. And, you know, I'm not, you know, the funny and the sad part about it is I grew up in politics. Until I was 18, every 2 years, I was hanging fence signs and going door to door. And the sad part about it is that I don't vote as much as I should, because I don't know who I'm voting for, a defense or an offense. They change their, every series of four downs, they seem to switch sides.
Well, you haven't figured out the American two-party system. You never vote for anything. You always vote against the other guy. So there's your problem. You just got to believe that the other party is evil incarnate, and then you'll be able to cast the smelliest vote of your life and take a shower afterwards.
And you know what the sad part about it is my father, who also ran for Congress in 1974 in Oklahoma, is a Democrat. He is probably one of my uncle's biggest supporters and biggest advisors. And so how does a person like me choose a side and think even anybody is evil? I've got family on both. And I love both. So, you know, it's a difficult, and you're exactly right. It's almost like Hal in the, 2001 A Space Odyssey. You tell the perfect computer it's wrong, and it starts trying to, you know, it just goes crazy and starts killing people. There is a problem here in our perfect computer, and that is, you know, we really need to wake up, smell the coffee.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for the
Thank
call.
You.
I'm late for a break. 10:45 here at WGNU AM 920. We will take a break and be right back after these messages.